8:04 the time. It's a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to the program. Delighted to have you here. As I mentioned, I was just going to kind of keep it a little light during the 8 o'clock hour, a little stash here, a little stash there. But as we do each and every Friday morning, we welcome someone from the chamber to come in for chamber chat. It's on usual occasions. It's Paula, the lovely, the talented, the effervescent Paula Hornbuckle Arnold. This morning, we have the equally lovely, talented, and effervescent Linda Halligan stepping in. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Thank you, Ed. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you this morning. I'm feeling better than I had been the last several days. I've been complaining to the audience the last several days about, all kinds of hernia-related items. Today's not a bad day.
That's good. Hernia problems, that does not sound fun at all.
Oh, my God. It sucks beyond belief.
I can't even imagine.
Yes. I thought it was anatomically impossible to do, but it sucks and blows at the same time. If that were possible.
I guess it is.
So, not just a chamber board member here to tell us important stuff, but I think the most important thing I got from you in the last 3 minutes is you met your husband at one of our events.
I did. And I always talk to Tyler about it. Yeah, back in 2013, November 2nd, I was at the KX event where Colin Hay played.
Yeah, great show.
And he was so great. Yeah, he's acoustic. You probably remember him from Men at Work.
Yes.
And yeah, I was there and then I started talking to this man and then here we are. 8 years later, married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's KXFM for you, bringing people together.
Exactly. That's where you find love.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I imagine that the celebration is you don't only celebrate the day you were married, but you celebrate the day you met on some occasions?
We do. And sometimes I kind of forget. Oh, no, we're on the radio. Did I say that? I'm like, oh, it's November 2nd. Yay.
All right. So what I'm going to do this November 2nd, because we had Colin on the show here a little while back, I'm going to have him give you a buzz and we'll have him play you a song on November
2nd. That would be cool.
Would that be cool? We'll send it out to your husband. Shh, keep it a secret. Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell Jeff.
All right.
Cool. Hope he's not listening. I want him to be listening, but I hope he's not.
Okay, cool. So you're with the chamber, and of course the big item for the chamber is coming up on October 13th. It's the Taste. How's that coming together?
It's coming together very well. It's going to be better than ever. Taste of Laguna, you got to come out there. It's on Thursday, October 13th, like you just mentioned, 5 to 10. So there are regular tickets and there are also VIP tickets. Ooh. I've already purchased the VIP, not because I'm important, but because I like to eat. So you get there an hour before everybody else and there aren't as many lines, but the lines will not be crazy. Last year got a little bit kooky, but this year's going to be amazing. We've got some great restaurants already signed up. Ooh. Alessa, Broadway, Oak, of course. And we've got another event related to Oak we can talk about.
Right.
Oliver's Osteria, which is that really authentic Italian food.
Yeah, I 3 days ago, I was eating at Oliver's Osteria. I love it.
It's so good. Yes. Yeah, and that's in the Hive. Chin Chin, I believe is how you pronounce it. Right across the street, right? Some people are calling it Sin Sin because it's C-I-N-C-I-N. Right. So they're new. They're in the Rumari restaurant, right? So they're going to be there. Rum Social, we just had a ribbon cutting at Rum Social last Thursday.
We had them here last week and they were delightful. Both of those guys are delightful. It was a cool conversation.
And it's a really fun place if you go in there. Yeah. I mean, you kind of feel like you're on vacation.
Yes.
You know, like you're in Hawaii or Tahiti or something like that. So a lot of great restaurants, but there is still room. So if there's a restaurant owner or a manager listening, give a call to the chamber. I can leave the phone number and hopefully we'll see you there at Taste of Laguna.
And there's also an email address for the chamber as well that they can contact you, right?
There is. If they want to get tickets, it is, well, it's lagunabeachchamber.org, but for Taste of Laguna, it's tasteoflagunabeach.com.
Okay.
And so you can go on there if you want to get tickets. If you want to call the chamber and get more information, 949-494-1018. But we'd love to see you at Taste. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be live music as well. The Mighty Untouchables are going to be there.
Right.
So it's a huge party and such a wonderful community event. So we hope to see you.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to being there. I always look forward to a party. I think I'm actually hosting that event, if I'm not mistaken. I will actually be at that. So I can't wait.
Even better.
So I'll get there early and get some food as well.
Okay, cool. We'll see you there. And there's going to be tequila tastings in the VIP lounge.
Oh, see, now we're talking. Yes, now we're talking. Okay.
Tequila Commissario. Right. There's going to be wine, of
course.
Are you
a tequila drinker?
I can drink a margarita or two.
But you can't do straight tequila.
I can't do shots anymore.
All right.
You know, back in my college days, maybe a little bit. But no, I can't do it anymore.
All right, we'll keep you away from the shots.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so tell us about Oak and what's happening with Oak.
Okay, so there's a 5-year anniversary. I can't believe it's been 5 years since they opened. We're friends with the owners, and we remember when they were talking about putting it together, and they were tasting all these foods coming up with their menu and all this stuff. So 5 years. So we'll be doing that. That's coming up as well. The date is August 11th 5:30 to 7:30. So they've got a great menu. They have a new chef that's been there just a little bit.
Yeah.
So everyone's there. Just, it's always a good time. Kat is the best bartender. Gosh, and we always feel like it's home when we go in
right.
there. You know, it
right.
feels like family.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, it's funny you mentioned that you family, one of our family members here at the radio station, and one of the great voices that you hear during the morning show and on a lot of our commercials is a girl by the name of La Reina. We call her Ray.
Okay.
She works at Oak. We met her through Oak, as in fact, one of the ambassadors for the chamber found her and brought her here, and boom, there she is. She's one of our voices. So yeah, it's kind of a little family thing happening here.
Definitely. And I love it there because it's really open air. So even if you're sitting technically inside, you get that nice ocean breeze coming through.
Right.
Their shrimp tacos, the chicken sandwich. Don't get me started. And the burger.
Oh my God.
Burger
yeah,
again
yeah.
recently. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Even better.
I love the burger. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention it's Jennifer Halpert that's the ambassador that introduced us to Ray. So thank you, Jennifer. I know she and her mom listen each and every day. So
good morning, Jennifer. Cool. I know her.
That's so cool that they do listen. What else is happening with the chamber? What do you have going on the rest of this summer?
So we have another ribbon cutting. We've had so many ribbon cuttings. It's really been wonderful. We were at Art Affair. You and I were at Tea and Turmeric.
Right.
So there's been so many, and it's really amazing to see the community coming out. Right. I've made a bunch of friends going to these ribbon cuttings. You know,
you meet new people at each and every one.
Yeah, the hotel. I mean, it's awesome to get everybody out into, you know, from the community.
Right.
Some have food, some have drinks, some are, you know, they offer different things, but it's just really fun to come together. So there's another one coming up August 3rd. That's a Wednesday. It's Coast Medical and Botox. And that's in that same area where Oak is. So you can go to that one from 5:30 to 7:30. And
what did you get like a free shot in the eye or something?
I'm not
or like,
sure what's happening at that one.
Here, I need some bigger lips.
Right. I don't know, but I'm sure they'll have some kind of samples or something. Normally they do,
okay.
So I don't know. But we've got all kinds of things coming up as always. And we would love to get new members. We're getting so many members all the time.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you don't technically have to have a business in Laguna. You can have a business outside of Laguna to be a member. You can also be a resident member.
Right.
And it's really affordable. And so that's just a way to really support your local businesses. So if you want any...
Tell us the advantage of membership.
So there's so many different things. I mean, we've mentioned the ribbon cuttings. You can be on Chamber Chat with Ed.
There you go.
So that's
there
a big bonus.
Oh, I don't know that it's a bonus, but it sure is fun for me.
Exactly. And then you get that extra support. So it's a lot of these are small businesses, right? So you get those promotions and everything, whether it be social media, out in the community, and we support these businesses.
Right.
We go to city council and we fight for various things.
Right. And I that to me is the advantage. That right there is you support these businesses locally wherever they need to be supported.
Right.
All right. So you mentioned something else, and let's get back on the personal page here.
Uh-huh.
You asked me when you walked in if Tommy Benson is still here. Oh my God, do we love Tommy Benson?
Love Tommy Benson and his wife Jenny and his son Chase.
Oh my God. It's a magnificent family. Now Tommy taught your kid how to play guitar?
Yes, taught him how to play guitar initially and then started producing music with him.
Right.
And Tommy's become a great friend. The whole family, we're great friends with them. But it's really been amazing for our son because he plays guitar, he writes music, he sings, and without Tommy, I don't know if that ever would have happened.
Right. Music changes lives. Music and generally sets lives in the right direction. I absolutely love that. How cool that Tommy taught him how to play.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I beg Tommy to just teach me intros to songs.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to learn the first 15 seconds of it. Can you do that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's fun to go watch him play too.
Right.
So always fun.
All right. So give us the email address and how people can get in touch with you.
For the chamber?
For both the chamber and the taste.
Okay. So lagunabeachchamber.org.
Okay.
So you can go there for all the information. You can also reach out to me and I can help you with anything on social media. And then for Taste of Laguna, it's tasteoflagunabeach.com.
All right.
So we hope to see you there.
Hope to see you, and I'll definitely see you there, and I can't wait till the next ribbon cutting. I'm hoping to see you at Oak if everything works out with the knife cutting and all that stuff with me. Oh, by the way, do you have plenty of ribbon?
We have plenty of ribbon, and it's pretty funny when you go to these ribbon cuttings because we have these gigantic scissors.
Right.
Right? So it's a lot of fun, but I really encourage people to go out to these ribbon cuttings and meet some of these new businesses. And not all ribbon cuttings are at new businesses. Like I mentioned, Oak has been around for 5 years.
Right.
With Art Affair, they've been around for a really long time, but they, you know, they've kind of reinvented themselves. So
right.
I encourage you to go out and check them out this summer. So go out there, support these businesses, support local, and if you want any information about joining join in the chamber, you can reach out to any of the board members, any of the ambassadors, like you mentioned, and we'd be happy to give you more information and help you out.
This has been a fantastic couple of minutes. Thank you so much for being here, Linda.
Thank you.
Linda Halligan, board member of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, with the Taste of Laguna coming up on October 13th and a ton of stuff in between now and then. So thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. 8:14 the time.